We're at Shirashirim Perek Aleph, Posuk Tezayin. Hinoch Yofo Doidi, you are beautiful, my beloved, I guess handsome in English we would say. Afnoim, most beautiful, most handsome. Af Arsena Ranono, our Eris is a bed, is like fresh. You know, it's like Ranorana, it's like freshly watered, you know, like shrubbery that's fresh because it's not dried out because it's watered.
Like Ranana in Israel?
Yeah. No, I don't know about that. Maybe it has a lot of shrubbery there. Hinoch yofo doidi. Afnoim. Loi hayofi sheli esh elo shelcho. Atohu hayofo. Because right before the pasuk, before Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, Hinoch yofo rayosi, Hinoch yofo inayich yoinim. It told Klal Yisrael how beautiful she is. So now Klal Yisrael says back, no, Hinoch yofo doidi afnoim afarsenu anos. So Rashi explains, afnoim loy hayofi sheli esh ela shelcho, atohu hayofe. Now, like, why can't we both be beautiful? It sounds like you have to spread out the beauty. In other words, in one shidduch, you can only have one beautiful partner. Otherwise, it's not fair. I mean, that's just a bad joke. Lamaisa, why is it? Af loy hayofi shalishol. Why not? Atagam yofi.
He's not saying that we're not beautiful.
Loy hayofi shali.
It's not my beauty. Meaning, I got my beauty from you.
Ela shalcho. Ah. No, that's not what Rashi says. No, look at Rashi. That's very nice, except for the last words. Atohu ayofa. So he's disputing Klal Yisrael. Is disputing its beauty. Let's maybe see if Rashi says why. Afnoim, shavarti al pshoai. You have overlooked my sins. V'heishreiso shchinoscha b'seichenu. After the eagle, what did Hashem do? He said, build a mishkan, and he's going to also the mishkan v'shochanti b'seichom. I'm going to dwell in your midst. Zeu kilos shel yerida so'eish v'yar kol ha'om v'yaruinu. This is the praise of yerida so'eish by Har Sinai. Which was took place. This is in the. Oh no, this is. It's a quotes of pasuk in Vayikra, but that's the referring to Har Sinai. So Vayar kolam vayoroinu, and they saw this Yerida Soesh, and they rejoiced vayoroinu. Afar senu anono al yedei. No, let's just stop for a moment. So afnoim because shato sheovarto al pshoai vishreisa shchinos b'seichenu. So, why does that mean that you're the only one?
I don't know. Maybe there's like
afnoim. Afnoim means you're the most, even like beyond. So you're beyond. So you're beautiful, stam. And even beyond that, a beauty, even beyond the beauty or the handsomeness, shavart al pshoy. What did I do? I went and made an eagle, and you were mashra the shechino. And zeo kilos yerida so'esh, but that's the kilos on Har Sinai. Can we look? Let's see if he's right. Tes chof dalet. Let's see if he's right. Tes chof dalet. Yikra Tess Chof Dalet. Vateitzi Eish Mufiyash Vatoach Vayar Kol Yeronu. Ah no, this is not by Maimon Har Sinai. This happened in the Mishkan. I'm sorry, because it's similar Losh of Har Sinai. They brought the Mincha. This is in Parsha Shmini. This is the Chanukah Samis. Yeah, that's right. This is the Chanukah Samizbeach, the Chanukah Samishkon. So they all saw the Eish coming down in Hashemayim. And Eish came down to devour the Korbonos. And they all said, "Vayarch void, vayaruch v'al Hashem elom." Teitzei ish mufni Hashem atocha al mizbeach, and ate the korbanos, and devoured the korbanos al mizbeach. So oilu esachalovim, vayaruch kolom v'yoroinu. They saw and they rejoiced. Vayiplu apneim. So that's that. So in other words, What does that mean? So he says, you were over al pshoi, you overlooked my pshoi, my sins, and that's the kilos that when they saw the ish coming down in Hashemayim, they realized the fullest extent of Hashem being mashresh chinosoi b'soichom after the cheto egel. So in other words, he said build the Beis HaMikdash, that's one thing, but I didn't take it, but when I saw that they brought korbonos and an eish came down and Hashemayim to devour the korbonos, that was so that was like the expression of Hashem's extra measure of beauty, that he accepted their tshuva, their chatois, and ovalta al pshoi, and you allowed the Shechina to take its due place in the Mishkan. So again, that doesn't explain why Klal Yisrael said lo hayofi shli ela shelcho atohu hayofa. We're trying to figure out that Klal Yisrael praised Hashem. Hashem praised Klal Yisrael in the previous pasuk, how beautiful they were. Now Klal Yisrael shoots back and says, hincha yofa hayofa doidi, you're the beautiful one. Af noim, most beautiful, most handsome. Afar sinara no. And that refers to, we'll see from Rashi in a moment. But here, so Rashi says, Loi hayofi shli el shalcho atohu hayofa. Afnoim, even more than that, an extra measure of yofi, shavarta al pshoi, ishrei shechinoscha, you overlooked my sins and you allowed the Shechina to take its fullest place in the Mishkan. So the question is, why does it have to be that Hashem is the beautiful one and not us? Atohu hayofa. If Klal Yisrael, imagine two people. I say, oh, you're beautiful. So the other one says back, oh, you're beautiful. So why can't it be that? We're both beautiful. Why can't we both be beautiful? Why does Klal Yisrael have to answer back? No, you're the beautiful
they
one.
Got their beauty
atohu, and no, that would fit the words.
Lo hayofi shli el shelcho. Afhu hayofa. We got it from you. You're the handsome.
Atohu hayofa.
We got it from you. You're the handsome.
No, come on. What is it? A genetic? Please, come on.
Genetic.
He gave some of it to us.
Come on.
It's relative, no?
What?
It's relative. What are you saying? No, you're super beautiful. Like your midos are like this.
But that's the next posse. At af noim means even more. Shavart al pshoi. But here, atohu hayofa. Even before you came to that, to af noim. Af noim means even more. More beautiful, more handsome, but even the first round, why can't it be? Hashem says you're beautiful, Klal Yisrael.
Okay.
Klal Yisrael says back, you know, no, you're beautiful too.
Well, no, because what we said was what was beautiful about us was that we are like a Yonah, we come back and all this stuff. So that's only because Hashem is willing to accept our Pesharim and return to us. So therefore, we have these midos.
That seems to be the next thing.
No.
Afnoim. There's a the first Rashi is Hin Chayofa Doidi, not
yeah.
The Afnoim is the second. He says
he
quotes Afnoim here too, but then he says Afnoim in Shavuot Apshoi.
No, yeah, but that's the reason.
Because you are of Art Apshoi.
You didn't give the reason why it was Yofa.
So now what's the reason? Okay, I'll
that's what gives me my Yofi. That's my Yofi is yours because it's only because you're of Art Apshoi. We're saying really the yafa is all yours because I'm only able to do this because you're a vartya pishai, so therefore that's what makes this all go. It's all your beauty.
Because and hinoch yofa ayosi, you're right. Hinoch yofa ayosi because look what Rashi says here. Aniho yisi busha bikilkuli, vuhu chizkeni bedivri ritsuyim lema solachti kitvorecha. Reat yofa v'yofa ki einayich yoinim klema kalosh einel. No, there is another yofi besides that.
What was our yofi?
No, he says.
Our tshuva was our yofi.
So he says we're only.
Accept tshuva, we wouldn't
yeah,
done
we're
it, so
only yofi because
him.
you are over al pshayinu.
What was our yofi? Our tshuva.
Our nasim and ishma.
We keep on coming back.
I know we were yofi or har sinai with nasim and ishma. Then we lost the yofi because we did the eagle. Since Hashem overlooked that, so b'meila, that's. Now we're Yofa again, but that's not Mashma from.
What?
Well, the first Yofi was at Har Sinai, but then we did the Egel. So Hashem said, you're still Yofa. Why? Hinoch yofra yosi ani yisi busha bekelkuli v'uchis keini, because he said salach nidvarecho. In other words, I ruined that yofi. But Hashem was mechazik me and said sholach ti kidvarecho, and then he sort of reinstated. You're still beautiful in my eyes.
What was
yofi
the song? What
was
the yofi?
This nasav nishma, place one. That was no simple feat.
So why the question?
What?
How do you answer your question? It's only because of Hashem.
No, but then we ruined it. We ruined it with the eagle. Hashem forgave the eagle, so now the yofi is reinstated. So we say, we're yofi, but we're only yofi because of you. That's what he's saying. We're only yofi because you reinstated our beauty after the chet to eagle. Because you forgave us. That makes sense. I think that makes sense. Okay. So that's afnoim shavat apshoi. Why does it mean, let's just get that straight, atohu ayofo, you are the beautiful one, because any beauty that we have is only because you continue to allow us to be beautiful, because you were over on the pesha. You were mashra, the shechina, and you conducted yourself with us as if we were free of any of our mistakes. Okay, afar seinu anono, our bed is fresh, ayedei ni'ima isecho, through your sweetness, your pleasantness, hinei ra'anono arseinu bebonenu uvivneisenu. I guess that means that our bed is ra'anon, is fresh with children. Sheheim kulam nikpotsim elecho poi, because they're all gathered here to you. Shneva teiko ala kolo eido. Hamishkan kroi mito, shneva min mitose shalosh loimu. The Mishkan is called Amito, and the Mikdash is called Amito. Shenemba beYosh b'Chadar Amitois, Asher b'Beis v'Nikim, Al Sheheim Pirion v'Rivion Shel Yisrael, because the fruitfulness of Klal Yisrael is totally in the Mishkan. What does that mean? What does that mean? Anybody? He says, why is our bed considered fresh? Because we're zoicha to have children and boys, sons and daughters. And they're all nikpotsi lechabo, they're all connected to you. And then he says, the Mishkan is called a mito, it's called a bed, and the Bisamikdash is called a bed, he brings psukim. Why? Al Shehem Pirion Verivion Shel Yisrael. Pirion Verivion is the fact that Klal Yisrael has children. So what does that mean? Does that mean literally that the schus we have to have children, and I guess it's not just children, but here he's saying that it's they were gathered together, Kulam Nikpitsu Elecho Poi, that schus is because of the Hashoras Hashchino in the Mishkan. What he referred to the Mishkan before was the fact that that's where Hashem brought down the fire and consumed the korbanos and forgave us. So maybe that's the pshat. In other words, the Mishkan is called Mito because Klal Yisrael is not just naturally they have such wonderful children, sons and daughters, but it's a schus. It's a schus because when they sin, or even when they sinned with the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was over al pesha and forgave them and accepted their korbanos, and Memela, the Mishkan and the Mikdash is called the Mito because that's actually where our fruitfulness, where our descendants, where our children emanate from. Because if not for the schus of the kaporas avoinus of the Mishkan, we wouldn't be zeicha to puri rivion shel Yisrael. I think that makes sense. In other words, having children and having, I would say, having erlecha kinder, you know, having erlecha children, what? Who?
Primitive.
No, erlecha. having erlecha children is a schus. It's not something to be taken for granted. And we certainly can identify with that today. Because you have from the most, one would think, the most distinguished families, the most seemingly wonderful homes. You know, recently I had a meeting with a family, and you know, I asked them, you know, if they love that children are going off the derech. And I asked the father, was a smart man, an honest man. He says, "No, do you love your child?" He says, "Do you let him know that you love them?" Because he had a few kids. I says, "No, not enough. I really don't." And he admitted that he doesn't.
So
he doesn't, you know. So the mice. Okay, that's one thing. So it has to do more. But the mice, even if you do, you have even families. Yeah, even families where they do. You have kids go off the derech.
That's natural.
The teretz, you hear Rabbi say, teretz is, it's a schus. It's a schus. If parents conduct themselves properly, then they can be zeicha. If they don't, then they have to do tshuva. If they do tshuva, Hashem says, hincha yofa doidi afnoim. No, we say back to him. But because Hashem is ready to forgive us, and therefore our so beauty emanates from him. What? Who?
Parents
fault. It's the parents' fault, but it's a schus. Yeah. One thing is for sure, and I think I should add it to my repertoire, that when parents have a kid off the derech, it's a painful thing to tell them. I've thought of it many times. I don't think I've had the guts. But maybe with this, I'll tell them. You have to do tshuva. You have to do tshuva. One thing I do know.
What?
I do know. This is a Maisish.
Wait, the parents of the YouTuber?
Yeah.
Moshe Rabbeinu had a grandson.
What? The parents should do. There's something. It's a schus. This is what it says here. It says that the schus that we have is af arseinu ranono. Our period of arrivia is fresh. Is vatikuel kolo edo. Is considered that dveikim b'Hashem, yeah, is why heim kulam nikposim lechopoy, is why, because Hashem has forgiven us. So a person has to do tshuva. But I once had such a ma'aseh. There's a ma'aseh shehoya. We had a family at a seminar that we did in the San Diego area. I don't remember, someplace on the West Coast. I just went and they were very, you know, they became religious. After 4 days, they were committed. They're going to be religious. But then at the end of the seminar, they confided in me that they have a son who's now about to get engaged to a shiksa. Now, before it bothered them a little bit, now they were mamish distraught. Now they're becoming religious, and this kid is going to. I don't know what happened. They came home. They told me later. The kid greeted them at the door and said, "I dropped the girl." And he said, "If you guys committed yourselves to go 4 days, and you were inspired." I guess they must have spoken on the phone that they're becoming more religious in this. He says, "I couldn't do such a thing." So what's the pshat? They were mashpian him, maybe, but also they had a schus. They had a schus. You know, they're changing their whole lives now. So they were zeicha too. Anyway,
doesn't
okay.
Say that the zeicha are good kids. It just said that they will have kids.
No. It says. No, in Ranon Arfsin Banim No Seinu Shem Kulam Nikpasim Poy Lecha. They're together with you. Yeah, it's because he. What do you mean? They are the Al Shem Period of Rivin Shal Yisrael. This means only they having kids. No, it says he named Ranon Arsein. Why is it Ranon? They're all gathered with you. In other words, they're Dveikim Bashem. I think that's what it means. What's today? 12?
June 12, 2020.
Okay, Shkoyach. I'm sorry, Rabbi, to keep you. Okay.